There is a place where every day is Halloween. It is in Los Angeles, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
It can be hard getting into the Halloween spirit in Los Angeles. This is, first and foremost, a town where every day a good chunk of the population is earning a living by putting on costumes and pretending to be somebody else. It makes Halloween revelers seem like one more bunch of showbiz wannabes. L.A. is also the place where psychics and scientists agree that one day the Earth will open up and swallow us. Meanwhile, we can hang out on Malibu Beach and watch the mudslides put out the wildfires. There is so much competition here for doom and gloom. It makes it hard to create something that will really give you a good case of the creeps. So thank heaven, or whatever, for a shop called Necromance, where one can purchase all manner of things deceased, or their constituent parts. The proprietor is Nancy Smith.
I don't name any of my skulls or skeletons. I really look at them in a scientific way, not in a frivolous way, and not in a spiritual way. I like them for the beauty of the anatomy, I guess.
Nancy Smith is, by the way, a perfectly normal-looking woman, petite, with short auburn hair. The skulls and skeletons she sells are both human and animal. The hardest to come by, she says, are complete human skeletons. At the moment, there's only one partial human skeleton, upper half missing an arm, hanging from the ceiling of the shop.
It was $480. Somebody bought it already.
Ah, so you're just waiting for them to come and take it down.
I let him put it on layaway. He had the layaway plan on this one because it was so much money.
Can you tell me anything about the person who purchased this?
He's in a band. I think the band is called Christian Death. I think he's the lead singer of Christian Death.
Just the sort of customer you might expect in a store like this. Only many are not what you'd expect. In an hour's time, a couple of teenage boys buy a handful of coyote vertebrae to use in what they describe as a Chinese fortune-telling ritual. A young woman pays $24 for a coyote skull to sketch for her art class. A guy in a black leather jacket buys some inexpensive jewelry, then sticks around for a while to discuss classical music. Smith says she also gets a lot of Japanese tourists. The only customer she can't stand are the screamers.
What do people think they're coming into when they see a window full of severed emu heads? What do they think they're walking into? You know, an auto parts store? So that's why I kind of don't understand the reaction sometimes.
Yes, severed emu heads. Which brings us to some of the other merchandise that Necromance has to offer. There's a selection of expired butterflies, moths, spiders, and scorpions displayed in lovely frames. And then there are bats, baby sharks, lizards, and other creatures, or parts of creatures, floating in bottles. No bottled people parts, however. The merchandise in demand, says Smith, varies with the season.
A friend of mine makes taxidermied mice into angels, and those are big selling Christmas ornaments. She also makes taxidermy vampire mice that go in coffins, and those sell well during Halloween. And then Valentine's Day, I sell sheep hearts and pig hearts in a jar.
I'm just thinking to what degree I would be impressed with a suitor who gave me an animal heart in a jar for Valentine's Day.
That's love to me. That's pure love.
As you might expect, Nancy Smith adores Halloween. Nevertheless, she will be staying home tonight.
I'm scared of this city on Halloween night. Too many nutty people, too many drunken people, too many, crazy people out.
Instead, Smith plans to curl up on the couch and watch scary movies on TV. Surrounded by her treacherous barbed African porcupine pelt, her preserved Doberman pincher head, and a skeleton with no name. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.